Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Daughters on Loan, one of the most heartwarming, wonderful organizations. Welcome, Marissa Greenberg, co-founder. How are you?
Hello. Kathy, I'm fine. Thanks so much for the wonderful opportunity.
No, it's wonderful. When I heard about your organization, I just thought, it's so simple, it's so beautiful, it's such a fantastic idea, but, you know, I can't be the only one who knows about it. So I want you to tell
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
So tell us about your organization. What does it do?
Okay. So we are, hopefully the name gives it away largely, but just to tell you, we are a concierge service for senior citizens and we're Cape Town based. And I guess, it's a very niche market working with senior citizens. It's a service orientated business. And also, obviously, that concierge, you know, the typical person you'd have in a hotel that you could go to and you could ask them any questions and they'd guide you and help you kind of have an easy, memorable stay. Well, hopefully we engage with clients on that level and that they have a good experience with us. So we are mostly catering for people who either can't help their parents for whatever reason, they're working themselves all day, or they're not in the country, which is the case with a lot of people in South Africa. And so here's where we step in. We are their daughters on loan.
So are you ever called upon just to be company?
Absolutely. Companionship is one of the major areas of the business that we're involved in. There are a lot of lonely people out there, many more than I think people actually realize. And sometimes it's just about that, engaging with people on some sort of a level, whether it's, you know, once a week, even on the phone or going to them. Obviously, in the last few months, it's been a little bit more challenging. But yes, companionship, taking people out. And one of the things we really, really want to encourage is that people stay connected. It's very, very important with other seniors and, of course, with family. And sometimes people just don't have the means or, sadly, they don't have the family.
Yeah. And, you know, when we think about it, I mean, from the day that you are born, your circle or your sphere of influence is constantly growing and you're constantly meeting new people. Right, whether it's a little playmate as a toddler and cousins and siblings, and then you go to primary school and you start developing your social circle there, and then you go to high school and you've got your social circle there, and you go to university or you go to the workplace and you develop a new social circle, and then you retire.
Yes.
And
not always what it's made out to be.
Well, the truth is that you don't have those environments where you're constantly meeting new people. You know,
no, you don't.
And
absolutely,
it can be very isolating. When we were talking, when did we talk? Was it yesterday?
Yes, we talked yesterday. Absolutely.
You know, I just want to mention this just to put it in perspective. Chai FM's got a helpline and a 24-hour helpline, and it's not just inbound calls of people in crisis, but it's also outbound calls that people living alone can register with us, and they will be called on a regular basis, you know, just to check up on them, especially during now, if you're living on your own, if you're high risk for whatever reason. And if there's ways that we can help, we will help. And the number of people who, when they get the call, you know, from the counselors, they tell the counselors, this is the first time I've spoken to a human in a few days.
Yeah, and that's incredibly hard to actually take in, isn't it? Because you wouldn't think so, but very, very much a fact.
Okay,
and it's an incredible thing what you guys are doing. I was really heartwarmed to hear about it.
Yeah, well, ditto. I can say the same thing about Daughters on Loan. I'm just frustrated that you don't have anything here. I really am.
So,
like, I think that the need in Johannesburg is probably greater than in Cape Town.
Well, watch this space. Who knows? My sister and business partner, Deja and I started the company 3.5 years ago, and we've wanted to very much focus on, making it work here. And obviously there's been challenges along the way, but we feel that we feel a lot of gratification. We're on the right track, and we've just been able to expand into an area in Somerset West, which we couldn't service before. So that's amazing.
Yeah.
And we are looking at opportunities to grow and expand. But you know, whatever we do, we're going to give it a lot of thought and put the homework in,
and
so
job.
Yeah, watch the space. Who knows what will happen in 2021?
Absolutely amazing. So you offer basically your concierge services. So you will do shopping, Yes, so we work with
four different areas, basically. Yeah. Shopping is one of the things that we do for people, but it's mainly the areas of relocations and transitions for those people downscaling or moving to retirement homes. We get involved on a very personal basis on every level with all the different areas we get, you know, we work with. We
run
errands, we shop, we do admin, and we care and nurture people, and we offer them companionship, and we help them with also keeping them connected, because that's a very, very important aspect. So social outings and engagements, the theatre, lunches or teas. And those are the four areas that we mainly focus on.
Marissa, did you say with relocations? I mean, so do you help people to pack up their homes?
Absolutely.
The
and
whole
that's where
lifetime
we actually,
that has to be put into, you know, two rooms and a kitchen.
Exactly.
Wow.
Funny enough, Kathy, it's actually where our business, I guess, started to some degree. My sister's in-laws were moving from a home they'd lived in for 40 years to a retirement home, and it was a big house to move to one room, as you can well imagine. And the three kids were working all day, so it was only weekends to get involved. It was a six-month project. And when Deirdre and I got involved with Odds and Ends that year, when we were looking for something to do, we just realized there was a gap in the market. And relocations is huge. There is so much stress involved for anyone, as you know, who's going to be moving. So we sort and we sell and we, you know, divide between the family, and we take the people through to the wherever they're going. We make everything nice and pretty for them, and we just basically are along, you know, along with them the whole journey to hold their hand and be there for them, whatever the need is. And a lot of people can't come and help their parents for that amount of time if they're living abroad or in another, you know, in another city. So it's a long-term project, but we're not afraid of hard work, and it's very gratifying at the end of the day.
Absolutely incredible. Listen, take my hat off to you and to you, Marissa, and to your sister, Des. And, just from strength to strength, and all I say is bring daughters on loan to Johannesburg. And, you know, maybe there's people here already located here who just want to get in touch with you. So if they want to get in touch with you, best place is to contact you through the website, right?
Yes, the website, www.daughtersonloan.co.za, or they are welcome to also email us, if I may give out my email address.
Sure.
Which is info@daughtersonloan.co.za. We'd love people to connect with us. We're happy to chat, and if they want to go to our website and then go to our Facebook page and like us and just engage with us, happy to receive any queries. We're always going to be there for you no matter what.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Marissa, and wish you a very – well, stay warm, actually, in Cape Town.
Thank you.
You're going to be hit by this mother of a cold front, right?
I've heard so. Thanks, Kathy, and thanks for the opportunity, and all the best to you and your listeners.
My pleasure.